Welcome to this edition of Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. I'm Dave Ball, and in the studio with me is Crown CEO and our host, Chuck Bentley.
Dave, good to be here.
Chuck, today we are going to eavesdrop a bit on an interview that you conducted a few weeks ago when you were in Switzerland.
Dave, I was able to participate in Crown's European Leader Summit held in Switzerland, and I learned a great deal while I was there. For one, Switzerland is an expensive place to visit.
Yeah.
A wonderful, beautiful place. My goodness, it was fascinating to get to see the beauty of God's creation there. But it is a very high cost of living. In fact, just to give you an example, it costs $250 to get your oil changed.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a wow. But nevertheless, a great place. And I got to spend time with the volunteer leaders who are using Crown materials and serving Crown Ministries' vision and mission throughout Europe. In fact, 17 countries were represented at this summit. And I learned a great deal. First of all, Europe is a continent in desperate need of Christ. Mm. And these leaders are so focused on that objective. And I just admired them for their work. Many of the nations are suffering with an increasing corruption. Financial corruption is growing, and they're very, very troubled by it, and they want something to offset that. And humanism is not going to do it. It's going to take the gospel and the power of Christ. Secondly, they're operating in a spiritual desert. Very few churches there. It's unusual to have a church with 200, 300, 400 members, much less one that's 3,000 or 5,000. You know, it's just not the same comfortable environment that we enjoy here in America. And so they have to work really hard to reach people. And number three, our teaching is desperately needed. It is so practical, and people are hurting right now. Their attitude was, people don't care where it comes from. They're open to Christ if it will work, and we have a solution that works. I was also surprised to learn that many of the people listen to this program every single day. In fact, I want to say hello to a financial planner in Poland. He downloads the broadcast, and he has what he calls the learning hour every day in his commute. And during the learning hour, he listens to podcasts in order to grow as a Christian. And Money Life is one of the main programs that he hears.
Wow.
And he said, I recognize your voice when you walked in the room. And Dave, that was all the way in Poland. So it was very encouraging to me, and I was able to interview some of the leaders. And these stories you're going to hear today are so relevant to what we're experiencing right now in the U.S.
Well, Chuck, I can't wait to get to those interviews. You're listening to Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. We'll take a short break and be right back.
Handling money God's way can be filled with challenges, and many questions can come up along the way. Wouldn't you like to have someone you can turn to when you're not sure what to do next? Well, you do. A Money Map Coach from Crown Financial Ministries. Money Map Coaches work one-on-one with you to develop a spending plan, get out of debt, and practically apply other biblical principles of stewardship to your everyday finances. Your coach will be with you each step of the way to help you make healthy, long-term improvements in your finances. Money Map Coaching is available in person in many areas and everywhere online. Either way, you'll get personal attention that's confidential and free. To find out what's offered in your area or to become a Money Map Coach yourself, call 1-800-722-1976 or visit crown.org. Get connected with a Crown Money Map Coach today. Call 1-800-722-1976 or go to crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. Coming right up is my interview with Unar, who is from Iceland. I was able to meet with him while I was attending our European Leaders Summit. I interviewed Unar because in 2008, their country experienced a complete collapse of their currency, and I wanted to know how he was able to deal with it. And quite frankly, his response shocked me. The audio quality is a little rough, but I want you to tune in and listen carefully because his message will deeply encourage your heart.
We are outside of Zurich in Switzerland, and I can't say the name of the city. It sounds much better from you.
It's called Oberaggeri.
Yes, you have that nice accent. Well, tell us a little bit about yourself, Unar.
Well, I am 37 years old. I live in Iceland, in the east part of Iceland. I have a wife and a six-year-old son. work as a graphic designer and serve the Lord every day.
Tell us about Iceland. It's a country that I only know about the financial meltdown that you experienced in 2009 during the Great Recession, and we're going to talk about that later in the program. But tell our listeners a little bit about the size of your country and its heritage.
Iceland is it's fairly large land. It's over 100,000 square kilometers. However, it's a very little populated, only about 300,000, just over 300,000 people living in Iceland. Originated probably from Norway or the Nordic countries, where the first settlers were Vikings just before the turn of the first millennium, about 970 or something like that. Turned Christian in 1000 and growing strong in Christianity ever since.
Well, you have a very famous Icelander that many in America may not remember. Tell us about the Icelander that discovered our country.
Well, in our history books when I was in school, we learned that the founder of America was Leifur Heppni, probably Lucky Luke, I don't know. And he discovered America somewhere way before Christopher Columbus did. How long he stayed there, or I'm not sure.
I see. Well, you became a Christian in 1997. Tell us a little bit about your Christian testimony.
Well, like Iceland is a Christian nation. There is more than or just about 90% Lutheran Christian by heritage, really. There is a strong state Lutheran church in Iceland. But Bible-believing Christians are few and far between, really. And in 1997, I met this lovely girl, and she simply invited me to her small church, which was a charismatic church. And I gracefully declined her first invitation, but said I would think about it and take her up on her offer the following week. So, and just entering the church, I immediately felt something very welcoming, very kind of, well, I related today, I just say, I stepped into kind of a thick air filled with love. Mm. And listened to the first sermon, and I was convinced in my heart right there and then that this was a step that I had to take. Yes. And I've been following the Lord since.
And that one who invited you to church for the first time is now?
She is now my wife.
Now your wife. Okay.
My wife of 9 years.
You have been through an incredible experience with being the nation that made world headlines that experienced a financial meltdown. Hmm. But long before that happened, Unar, you were dealing with your own journey and understanding what God said about money. Tell us how you began to learn God's word and relate that to your finances.
Well, very early in my Christian walk, God kind of put something on my heart related to money. And at the beginning, it was my wife-to-be at the time. She said something in a way of, Unar, I would like to tithe. And there was just something that rose up inside of me, and I was like, oh, church and money, this is something, you know, typical. And but anyway, God gave me the grace, you know, not to kind of burst out in some rebellion or anything. I just opened up the scripture and started seeking just guidance, really. And at the same time, I was, for some reason, unknown to me at the time, our priest, he asked me to take some responsibilities in our church services. And for some reason, money just seems to be the case that was on my heart. I was all the way, just from the very beginning, I started encouraging people to give and started encouraging people to, a little bit later to tithe, but to give. I was, obviously, God had given me a generous heart, if you will. And very soon as well as I kind of decided to ask my wife for her hand in marriage, there was just a burden on my heart that I need to get my house in order. And I mean, I had some just typical credit card debts and, you know, nothing big, but still, for some reason, it never seems to go away. you know, it was nothing that burdened you, but when you started to think about it and you didn't do anything actual, you just started, okay, let's get rid of it. And it just didn't happen. It just was there. And then it started to get frustrating. And so again, I just dug into the Bible and just asking, Lord, how come this is so difficult? Why doesn't this happen? Because there was just some absolute conviction in my heart that this was not how it should be. So I just made kind of a promise or a covenant with God that by the time that I would get married, my house would be in order. And my first and immediate idea was to start writing down all my expenses. And I just, for several months, I wrote down everything. And I just found out a lot about my expenses, which was easily adjusted. And by the time we got married, I can honestly say that my house was in order. No credit card, no nothing, and we were just in saving and in, yeah.
Well, you were a highly motivated man, Unar. I want to hear more about your story, how you discovered Crown Financial Ministries, and how God used your understanding of His financial principles to prepare you for the financial meltdown in Iceland.
Well, if you're just joining us, you're listening to Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. Our guest today is Unar. Unar is Crown's volunteer in Iceland. And Chuck had the opportunity to interview Unar at the recent Crown European Leader Summit in Switzerland. We'll hear more from Chuck and Unar right after this. You're listening to Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries.
It can be a challenge at times to talk with your spouse about money. Husbands and wives have a harder time discussing finances than just about anything else. God doesn't want money to divide relationships. He wants your marriage and finances to grow stronger. Learn how in Money and Marriage God's Way, a new book from Crown Financial Ministries co-founder Howard Dayton. With unique sections for engaged couples, blended families, empty nesters, and even stay-at-home parents, Money and Marriage God's Way addresses common problems using biblical principles and practical advice. And as a bonus, there's a companion website with tools including a thorough online assessment to help couples understand their financial personalities in order to work together and solve their money challenges and set financial goals. Get Money and Marriage God's Way at 1-800-722-1976. An audiobook is also available at 1-800-722-1976 and crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. Today we're listening to an interview that Chuck conducted while in Switzerland with Crown's volunteer Unar from Iceland.
Unar, you began to learn God's financial principles and to apply them to your life, and at some point you discovered us all the way there in Iceland. How did that happen?
Well, that happened a few years after I had been doing all those things, and that was through internet radio. If I remember correctly, I was listening to Jim Dobson and Folks in the Family, and he was talking about Larry Burkett and Crown. And I just looked it up on the internet and found some resources and ordered some books. And, well, the first one that kind of touched my heart was The Money Map.
And you discovered you were pretty far along on those destinations, right?
Yeah, that was kind of the thing that, you know, kind of had a home run for me, because I had been doing all those steps, being absolutely oblivious of Crown or the principles that were talked about and taught in those books.
Well, you know, when your country made national headlines, you experienced a complete bankruptcy of the financial system in your country. Tell us what happened and how that impacted you.
Well, what happened is probably for the experts to say. The effects are obviously the banking system of Iceland just overgrew the nation's capabilities of standing under the loans and the business they were in. With the world crisis, and they hit the Icelandic banks really hard, and they just, all three of them, collapsed. And they're, you know, in, I don't know if a nation can be bankrupt, but that's basically what happens. Mm-hmm. So the currency, the Icelandic krona, the value of it just diminished dramatically, probably by 50% or 80%, I think it was, in the first year after the crash.
And what is it worth today compared to what it was before the crash?
Before the crash in 2007, you had like 58 kroners for a dollar. Today it's close to 130.
Yeah, so it has more than lost half of its value.
Yes, it has.
How did you get through that? How did you weather that storm?
Well, actually, it was quite easy for me. I had no loans in foreign currency, so it didn't affect me in any way. All my savings, they were in Icelandic banks, in Icelandic kroners. So even though they are devalued in terms of what I can do abroad and outside of Iceland, they are, you know, still as valuable in Iceland. And then I've simply kind of made my way of living in a way that I don't need as much as I earn. So I always have a comfortable surplus.
So you live beneath your means and you're debt-free.
Yes, that's correct.
You went through this crisis and really didn't feel the pain at all, did you?
Absolutely not. I was feeling very well secure in the boat.
Yes. Well, you know, when I met you, you were introduced across the room at our leaders summit, and when I heard you were from Iceland, I thought I was going to hear a story of how difficult your circumstances have been. But I wanted you to share your testimony with our listeners. Because when you follow God's principles, you're prepared no matter how bad the situation gets. So what advice would you have for our listeners who are concerned about a default in the United States, who are concerned about the way that we're spending more than we earn at the federal government level and even at the state level? What advice would you give them there?
Well, the advice would be simple. Get out of debt, number one. Well, number two, really. Because number one, and the means to get out of debt is to live within your means. You know, earn more than you, you know, need to live, or the other way around.
Now, how have you been successful living beneath your means and getting your debt paid off? Has it been because you're content and you haven't wanted as much as the people around you during this crisis or leading up to this crisis?
Well, I can easily map a few kind of practical things that happened and I have kind of noticed. One being like I do not have a television. Mm-hmm. And that just kind of blocks out a lot of good offers of things that I need.
Financial temptation.
Yeah, financial temptation. As well as because we live in a country, we also have kind of limited access to printed media as well. So that is just a big part of it. But this comes from the inside, through my relationship with Jesus. And I would just say that, you know, this is something that everybody should do, but there is no way I can say how they can do it. It just happens through relationship. Being content with things that are not of this world or, you know, are standard in this world, really. That's just something that is kind of a mystic to me, but there's no doubt in my mind or heart that that is something that Lord has given.
Well, and I just so appreciate your testimony. Tell our listeners how we can be praying for you, because you have a heart and a passion to reach other people, to share this good news, and to see that they're helped in this area of their life. And in fact, you said this has created a great opportunity in your country.
Yeah, I've heard that from the States that you should never let a good crisis go to waste. And no matter the circumstances, there is always a wealth of opportunities of how the Lord wants to use or work through us. And that would just be the prayer in my heart, you know, to open up ways and to open people's eyes and heart to the Lord through those circumstances.
Well, Unar, I want to thank you for being our guest today. Thank you for traveling to the Crown European Leaders Summit. It's been a pleasure to get to know you.
Thank you.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. The interview you just heard was with Unar, Crown's volunteer in Iceland. We'll take a short break and be back with more from the Crown Europeans Leaders Summit right after this.
It's unlike anything you've ever experienced. Crown Financial Ministries is proud to introduce God Provides, a new film learning experience featuring Golden Globe nominee Dean Jones.
What if God told me to do something I did not understand?
Through epic storytelling, this series of six short films presents timeless illustrations of God's never-failing ability to provide for His people. See the hand of God at work in engaging biblical stories that remain true even today in making life decisions. With each film, you'll receive a companion guide with discussion questions and activities to use with your family or a group. God Provides is available now at crown.org or by calling 1-800-722-1976. To learn more about the films, visit crown.org/God Provides.
Welcome back to this final segment of Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. And Chuck, while you were in Switzerland, you had the opportunity to interview Crown's representatives from Russia. And we have a short segment from that interview right now.
Dave, I was able to interview both Victor and Alexander, who are our volunteer representatives in Volgograd, Russia. These two guys cover 9 time zones in that massive country. It's very inspiring. Here's their testimony. Take a listen.
Well, in 2004, I was introduced to one man. He's an independent financial advisor from Chicago. His name is Jeff. And I was looking for a biblical financial truth, being a Christian, but knowing nothing about finances. And I asked him, how can I learn something and be help for people in Russia? And he handed me Larry Burkett's book. And he said, there is Crown Financial Ministries, that's where you gotta go. Mm. That's how I've learned about Crown.
Oh, I know many of our listeners right now are hearing you say that, Victor, and it makes their heart leap because they've been our partners for years and years and years. We've been ministering in the United States for over 34 years, and many people got to know Crown in that very same way, and they got to know our founder, Larry Burkett. So you got this material, and then did you introduce Alexander to Crown, or which of you got to know it first? Was it you, Victor?
Yeah, it was me. A few years after that, we were fortunate enough to get Peter Briscoe and Anatoly Musienko from Crown Ukraine to come to our city, and we had first Crown event in the whole Russia, I believe. And then through that event, we started a financial Bible study group, and Alexander was one of the members of that group.
I want to ask Alexander, what did that Bible study mean to you?
Я очень скептически отношусь ко всем новым учениям.
I'm quite skeptical when it comes to any new teachings.
Но в процессе обучения Господь очень сильно благословил меня.
But while studying, the Lord blessed me so much.
Я получил откровение, как избавиться от долгов.
I have got a revelation how can we get out of our debts, which were huge.
И наша семья вышла из глубокой долговой ямы.
And we, my family, we came out from a deep debt hole.
Благодаря этому служению.
Because of this ministry.
Well, my heart goes out to these two guys, and I'm so excited about what they're able to accomplish. As you can tell, God's financial principles work in any language. They're universal. They're transferable. And God proves His faithfulness to all those who turn to Him. I hope you were blessed by these interviews today and your heart has been encouraged. And I want to thank all of our financial partners for making this outreach possible. From right here in the United States, God is taking His truth all across the world. And I appreciate you and love you for joining us. Thank you so very much.
Well, thank you, Chuck. We're glad to have you back in the States. And thank you for listening today. We'll be back again tomorrow with another edition of Money Life.